This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Randy Gage here. I want to welcome you to another episode of Prosperity TV, and I'm coming to you from my hotel room in Frankfurt, Germany this week. And I want to do this topic. I said I was going to do a different topic, but I switched to this one because this was a couple part series that I did on my morning Periscope broadcasts. Because it's a big topic. I have, 10 or 11 different things that I want to talk about in this subject. And people were crazy for, the hearts and the shares and whatever. People were begging for replays of it. And I thought, you know what? This would be a good show for Prosperity TV where I could put them all together. Because here's the core foundational premise I want to start with. If you want to live a prosperous life, you have to like yourself. You have to be liked by people you love and respect. You have to be loved by people you love. If you want others to love you, you gotta love yourself first. If you want people to like you, you gotta like yourself first. Because so many people take their cues from how you feel about yourself. And there's so much negative programming, which I won't go into now, but I've done a bunch of shows on it. You can go back and look at any of those. So we know all the kind of programming, the negative beliefs you might have had, things that cause you to not like yourself. And if you don't like yourself, you're not going to be very happy and you're not going to live a prosperous life. So let's talk about, like I said, I got 10 or 11 things that I think if you follow these, they help you like yourself. And you like yourself, you're going to have a happy life. Number one, fuel the engine right. In other words, people say all the time, why I say this is because if you're not healthy, if you don't have energy, it's hard to be happy. If you're tired, like today, I'm pretty happy, but you know what? I think I'd be happier if I wasn't dealing with 9 time zones away and a little bit of jet lag and waking up at 3 in the morning and not being able to go back to sleep, right? Just because my body's been disrupted because I've been on a lot of travel this week. But people say all the time, well, how do I find energy? I just don't have any energy. You don't find energy, you create energy. And you create energy by the fuel that you feed the engine, and the engine is your body. So when I say feed the engine right or fuel the engine right, that's the first step to liking yourself and being happy, is because you know you're getting the nutrients you need, it's giving you the energy you need. It's a physiological thing. If you're not feeding the engine right, You can even have more mental depression, drowsiness, sleepiness, a lethargic feeling, and you won't like yourself when you're that way. Number two, feed your mind. Of everything I do, I wake up every day and I do my sacred hour, right? 30 minutes of it is cardio and 30 minutes of it is feeding my mind. Just for me, it's usually reading inspirational, positive books. I don't go anywhere in the world. Yeah, see, I thought I had, right? The Gita, right? Here I am traveling. This is what I'm carrying in my computer bag on this trip. So when I woke up this morning, I spent 30 minutes studying the Gita, right? So whatever it is, just you need to have something positive. I like this channel. You can come back here. You know, we've got, 150 shows or something right now. So you can come back here when you want to feed your mind and watch another episode. Number three, plan your week. They say, plan my week. What does that have to do would liken myself? Isn't that more of a productivity thing? And the answer to that question is yes, it is more of a productivity thing, but I think it's important about liking yourself. And why I bring it up is because one of the most influential books for me in the last 15, 20 years or so was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And I gotta say, I think that may be one of the most powerful personal growth books written in the last 100 years. So I read it maybe 20 years ago, and I've probably reread it 4 or 5 or 8 times since. But the thing that really got me was that thing where he says, and back then you used to buy the Covey planner system, which I imagine you still can. I don't still use that, but it was really helpful to me. I did that for a couple of years. And you take this time on Sunday night, let's say, and you plan your week. And of course, he breaks it down on how you want to be a good parent, how you want to be a good spouse, your spiritual part of your life, your work part of your life, your recreation, and you plan that out. Well, when you do that, you kind of organize your week to go along with the parts of you that are important, the parts of you you want to nurture and develop. And you know what? When you do that, you have a great week. And then when you have a great week, you have a great next week. When you have a great next week, you have a great month. When you start out with a great month, you have a great quarter. When you start out with a great quarter, you have a great year. And when you have great years, great weeks, great months, you like yourself more. All right, number 4, associate with positive people. Again, I've got show after show on this, so I don't have to put a lot of thought into this or explanation. You know what I'm talking about. Who are you hanging with? Who do you spend the most time with? Who do you mastermind with? Who do you bounce ideas off of? Who do you have around you that you're associating with? Number 5, surround yourself with beauty. Beauty makes you happy. Put yourself in harmonious environments. In other words, if I was filming this at home, I would take the camera around and show you. I get like 3 different fresh floral arrangements delivered every week to my home, wherever I am in the world. Because I want that beauty. I want the fresh flower. If I was in my house, you've seen there's always paintings behind me usually, artwork, sculptures. I have beauty all over my house because I want to be surrounded by beauty because that makes me happy. And you don't need a $1 million budget to buy artwork. You can have fresh flowers. You can cut them yourself. You can grow them yourself. You can paint something yourself. You can get stuff at an art festival. There's a lot of ways to surround yourself with beauty. So where are we at? Was that 5, I think? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6, this one will be a little surprising to some of you guys. Be willing to be vulnerable. Here's what I think might be the most important lesson of the week for some of you guys watching this. The wall that protects you from rejection is the same wall that keeps out love. Let me repeat that. The wall that protects you from rejection is the same wall that keeps out love. Just like in business, work, the wall that protects you from failure is the same wall that will not allow you to be successful. If we're talking about business, you got to be willing to fail. If we're talking about relationships, and what else could make you more happy than having loving people in your life? And the only way to have loving people in your life is to be willing to be loved, be willing to allow others to love you, and be vulnerable enough to know that you could be hurt. You could love someone and they don't love you back to an equal degree. And that's part of the game, yo. It's just part of the game. But if you're not willing to do that, then you can't ever experience the true love that you're meant to have. If you're not willing to perhaps be hurt and know that, okay, that wasn't, I thought that was the perfect person for me, but it turns out it isn't. And you got to be open for the next person that comes along. Number seven, don't let others pull your strings. Why I bring this up, I'm simply shocked how many times I'm coaching people on their prosperity and they're unhappy and they're unfulfilled. And it turns out it's because they're not living their life. They're living, somebody else is pulling their strings. They're a doctor because their father was a doctor and their mother was a doctor and their grandmother was a doctor and their grandfather was a doctor. Or they're a lawyer because six generations of their family were lawyers. Or they play football because their father desperately wanted to be a football star. Now he's vicariously trying to live through his child. And they just allowed somebody else to dictate the agenda. And sometimes you can wake up, and this might be the today, might be the day. And when I say sometimes, you can wake up at 30 or 40 or 50 years old and say, wow, I never really thought about that, but I'm not really living my agenda. I'm living my parents' agenda or my old coach's agenda or my teacher's agenda from sixth grade or some agenda that I got programmed with from the datasphere. It's not mine, right? So do a little critical thinking on that. Make sure you're not letting someone else pull the strings, because it's really hard to like yourself if you're not living your life that you're meant to live. Next one, be of service. I got sports cars, I got homes, I got money, I got things, and I don't denigrate all those things. And I don't say they're just money, they're just things. I celebrate and appreciate all of the money and material things I have because they enhance my life. Money, material things give us that self-expression, which makes us happy, allows us to be happy, gives us the opportunity to be happy. And the other thing that does that is being of service. Because I got to tell you, with all the cars I've had and homes and all of that, nothing brings me more joy than being of service. Providing cleft palate surgery to babies in third world countries, and a foundation that I work with does microloans at a leper colony and school books for kids in villages that don't have it. Things like that. The joy that brings you, it makes you like yourself even more. So that was that one. The next one, where am I at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 9. Don't compare yourself to ideals. And here's what I mean by that. Don't compare yourself to ideals, because we all have heroes and people we emulate, people we put up on a pedestal, and they're usually public figures, right? And so you gotta understand Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and Mother Teresa, and we've had all these amazing people in the world. And now they're gone, and their ideal image has got burnished and burnished even more. But they were just regular people. I promise you, if Gandhi was here in Frankfurt driving around with me today, he would have probably been muttering, "Hey, come on, people! I want to make this light." Right? He was human. Mother Teresa was human. Right? They had faults, they had frailties, Mother Teresa might have left a wet towel on the floor one day after she took a bath, right? You know what I mean? But we never see that. We see the public persona. It's like when I did this Periscope broadcast on this subject, I was just coming back from a photo shoot for the dust jacket of the new book. So I had makeup on, because, hey, you're going to do a photo shoot, right? You want to... Well, put on the powder so my skin isn't so shiny, and see what you could do so I don't look like a raccoon with these black circles under my eyes, right? Because it's your photo shoot for your book cover. I'm going to do the idealized thing. But that's not the real world. How do I look in the real world? I look like this, okay? So I don't compare myself with Johnny Depp on the Photoshop cover of a magazine, even though he's a beautiful, handsome guy. What you still see is still the ideal, whether it's we're talking about the physical or we're just talking about the persona or the personality or the deeds that people do. These are the ideals, and we compare ourselves to ideals. We compare ourselves to perfection, and it's always, who was it? Art Jonak told me that. Teddy Roosevelt, I think, that comparison is the thief of joy. right? So don't compare yourself to ideals. Compare yourself to where you want to go, and that will pull you forward. You'll be striving for something that makes you like yourself. Number 10, forgive yourself. This is, and I've got a whole video on this, the Forgiveness Law of Prosperity. If you haven't seen that show, that's worth a watch. But man, you can hold one thought in your head at one time. You can hold one dominant feeling in your heart at one time. And if you're holding revenge or vengeance, you can't let love in, right? If you're holding victimhood, you can't be a victor. And the hardest person to forgive is always ourselves. Because we know every single petty thought we've ever had, every jealous thought, every dishonorable, dishonest thing we've done since we were 5 years old, even the things that nobody found out about, we never got caught for, we know them. Hey, forgive yourself. What you got to understand is that's just part of the being a human being 101 class. All right, is we're supposed to make mistakes. We're supposed to say stupid things and do stupid things and things we regret, and then we learn from them. It's only a mistake if you don't learn from it. As long as you learn from it, forgive yourself and move on. And then number 11, give yourself something to aspire to. Happiness comes from achieving goals. Happiness comes from seeking significance, from trying to do something a little higher, a little better, a little deeper, a little stronger, a little faster, a little more value. Seeking something, raising our eyes above the horizon, looking up and having this goal, this objective, this purpose, this mission, this something that we're chasing after. Nothing will bring you more happiness than having something like that, so that when you wake up every morning, you throw the covers off the bed and you want to jump out and get into your day. So I hope that helps you out. These are the things I really analyze, think about this and say, well, hi, because I spent 30 years of my life not liking myself. And I mean really not liking myself. And I'm now at this point in my life where I'm really living a life of prosperity and harmony. And it's because I like myself. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I like who I am. I like who I've become. And even better, I like even more who I'm becoming. I have something that I aspire to. I have more that I want to do. I have a mission still yet to achieve. And that makes me wake up every day energized and happy, liking myself. So I hope that works for you. This is what works for me, how I like myself. I believe it'll work for you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.